For beef, continued relatively large cattle placements in the first quarter are expected to result in higher slaughter in 2014. Couple that with heavier carcass weights and higher expected first quarter cow slaughter, the beef production forecast was raised. But pork production was reduced from last month because higher carcass weights are insufficient to offset the tighter supplies of hogs. And USDA, of course, will be releasing their quarterly hogs and pigs report on March the 28th. Looking at trade, the beef import forecast for 2014 is unchanged from last month, but the export forecast was raised due to strong sales in the Asian markets. Pork imports were raised as prices are forecast higher, but the export forecast was reduced as higher prices are expected to constrain sales. The broiler export forecast has been raised as January exports were higher than expected, but turkey exports were lowered. The egg export forecast is unchanged. Looking at the price forecast, cattle prices this year were raised from last month due to tight supplies and continued price strength for fed cattle. The hog price forecast was raised on expected tight supplies of market hogs and strong demand. Broiler and turkey prices are largely unchanged, but the egg price was raised because of higher first quarter prices. And when it comes to milk, the production forecast for 2014 is unchanged from last month, but historical data was adjusted to reflect revised data for 2012 and 2013. Fat basis exports for 2014 are raised on higher sales of cheese and butter. Skim solid exports are unchanged as lower lactose and weaker than expected early year sales of non-fat dry milk offset gains in cheese. Fat basis imports are also unchanged. Skim solid imports are raised on strong demand for milk protein concentrates. Now, the product price forecast for cheese, butter, NDM, and whey are higher, supported by strong demand and price strength to date. Class 3 and Class 4 prices were raised on higher product prices. The all milk price is forecast at $21.40 to $22. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.